he had talked about it. He said he wants to take more of an initiative with the young guys to let him know he's always there.
Right, and I think he's already done that, but maybe wants to take it to another level. No, he's just up in it, in the cage, and then he'll take part in all the defensive drills today. Yeah, we're still going to probably wait a few days to make sure once he gets back out there that he's not having to think about it too much.
In the kind of continuing evolution of the game where we're seeing the starter role, the closer, the starter and all that, just philosophically in general, would you rather have five traditional starting pitchers, or are you all right with the way the game's kind of evolving?
Based on the way that we're made up, and again, we don't have the highest payroll in the world, and a lot of these starters make a lot of money, so we have to figure out different ways to do it and be creative. And then that was part of the meeting, too, is the guys understanding how we do things around here, especially the new guys. We are creative. We do try to find nuances and different ways to move forward with what we have. So, I mean, sure, I'd like to have the Astros starting rotation and let those guys go out there and pitch 6-7 innings every day and turn it over to, which is a really strong bullpen. It's just not the way we're made up.
So it's more kind of how an individual team's made up than a trend in baseball. You kind of see it that way.
No, I see it being a trend because not everybody can spend the money that the Astros do and have that type of rotation. So I think it's just based on your personnel, how you go about things.
Oh, it seems like every new guy that's come in here this week has said the same thing about watching you guys play.
Right. Well, that warms my heart because I hear that around the league too. Guys at the end of seasons, don't forget about me. We love the way you guys play, and that's the way it always is presented. Is you guys play the game the right way, and it's noticeable. So then when you have guys that come in here and are saying the same type of things, it makes you feel good. It should make the players feel good because they're the ones that create that type of atmosphere.
Following up, all the players said the number one reason they like playing is you. Robbie Gross was the reason he came here.
He's probably trying to play up to the manager a little bit here. He wants his playing time too. So it's the guys that we have. When you look and you see a Chris Davis and you see a Matt Olson, Matt Chapman, Marcus Semien, Stephen Piscotty, Laureano, what he did and, the opportunity he has. And I think guys know too that they'll get an opportunity here. And one of the focal points in our meeting always is we're more of an army. We go through between 40 and 50 players every year. It's more powerful that way. Everybody's involved, and I think, guys notice that on the outside.
The way you won some games last year, and again, as the expectations have changed, when it's a more seasoned team that has done some of those things, coming back from the big deficit, a guy throws a no-hitter, the throw from left field, all those things kind of make – they grow, don't they? I mean, you start to – feel like maybe you're capable of anything.
Yeah, and I think that the way we won games last year, when we had a lead after the seventh, we won, and if we were behind after the seventh, we felt good about winning. So the latter part of the game was kind of where we shined last year, and when that continues to go on, there's always the feeling you're never out of a game. And when you have a guy like Chris Davis, who's one swing away from putting three runs up and had so many impactful hits late in games, it just gets to be, there's a momentum to it and a confidence that we're in any game. And like I said, with our bullpen last year, if we had a lead, after the seventh inning, it was basically locked down. So those are nice dynamics to have.
Bob, with Semien, you obviously have Jed, as a double play partner for a while now. How long do you think it takes to kind of get comfortable to a new guy that came in pro far?
Right.
To kind of establish that?
Well, that's why you have spring training, and we'll match those guys together all spring. And then, when we play the games, we'll try to get those two guys in there together based on the fact that we don't have as many games as we normally do. So we'll try to speed it up that way. But I think Marcus will make it easy on Jurickson that, anytime you want to go do some stuff extra, we'd do some early work or some late work to try to get as many reps in together. Marcus is really good about that. I don't see that being a problem.